We're learning the Tuvat of Rav Avadi Yosef, and Shailot B'Tshuvat Yechavedat, Chelek Dalet, today, Siman Vav. Siman Vav, האם מותר האדם לברך ולומר דברי תורה כשנמצאות מולו נשים הלובשות לבוש בלתי צנוע? Can you make brachot or learn Torah when there are women in front of you who aren't dressed appropriately? So you think, why are you in? It's going to be Knesset, and so this happens. This happens, not on purpose. Certainly a person shouldn't be looking at a woman this deliberately who's not dressed appropriately, but it happens with some frequency, maybe less so in the... Well, you don't have a commuter transit, but when you take the train, you take the subway, and you want to learn something on the subway, so guaranteed on the subway in New York City, there will be a woman who is lavusha bilti tsanua, even in the winter. There are a lot of people. You can't control everything that happens, depending on where you're facing in the Beit Knesset, perhaps if you're facing the door, then every single person who walks in is right in front of you while you're speaking or davening, so maybe me. And so what do you do about this? How do you deal with this problem? So particularly on the train, you want to learn on the train. I used to take the train an hour every day, each direction. You want to use the time wisely. What are you supposed to do if there are people that can control what people dress? What are you supposed to do? So the Gemara in Brachot says, you cannot read Kriyat Shema, at least, mul tefach megule b'isha b'makom shederach lechasato. If there's a tefach in an area that should be covered, to debate what that is right now, but if it's an area to be covered, you can't say Kriyat Shema. You're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema. And the Rambam even includes this. The Rambam says, even if it's your wife. Meaning, even if it's your wife. Even if there's no prohibition, you're allowed to see your wife. But nonetheless, for reading Kriyat Shema, it's not appropriate during that time. That's not appropriate, even while you're reading Kriyat Shema. He says, you have to turn your face. So the Beit Yosef says, yeah. What's the reason? The Pasuk says, in Brachot Kaf Dalid, V'lo yira'e b'cha ervat davar. So what does it mean, v'lo yira'e b'cha ervat davar? It should not be seen among you something negative. The Gemara learns, oh, when you're saying dvarim sebekdusha, says v'ya machalecha kadosh. When you're doing dvarim sebekdusha, you shouldn't see davar erva. It shouldn't see it. So the Beit Yosef says, okay, we're to the Rambam. So look the other way. Meaning, as long as you're not seeing it, it's not a problem, because v'lo yira'e b'cha ervat davar v'shav macharecha. And so it's about whether you can see it or not. So what if you close your eyes? So if you close your eyes, the Daf Yomi is going to be a little bit harder. That's true. If you, you know, if you're closing, you want to learn the Daf Yomi, it's harder to close your eyes. But let's say you just want to drink. You want to make a bracha on the drink, so you can close your eyes. You just close your eyes and make the bracha. The problem is that becomes a big machloket, because the Rokeach says no. Closing your eyes doesn't work. You need to turn your face. You need to actually turn in the other direction. Now, sometimes that's not possible. It's awkward. This happens. There are many tshuvot about what do you do at a wedding. You do at a wedding for a secular couple, and the kala is not appropriately dressed. You know, sometimes this could be an issue. So what do you do? You can't, like, turn around and make the brachot facing back. You can't pull that off. What are you going to do? Meaning you can't turn away, because they're going to know it's going to be embarrassing. So what can you do? Can you close your eyes? So the Rokeach says, yeah, you can close your eyes, and that's okay. And the Shulchan Aruch writes that you can do it also. Now, there's a tremendous machloket. Does that work? Does that not work? Can you close your eyes? Can you not close your eyes? Can you turn away? Can you not turn away? Many agree with the Shulchan Aruch that you can close your eyes, and many disagree. So, okay, but what are they arguing about? So the Panim Me'irot writes, no. That's only when it's erva mamash. When woman's, like, really undressed, then closing your eyes is enough. Why? Because you might open them, right? You might, you know, you close your eyes. It depends on how tight you are closing your eyes. But when we're talking about just a tefach that should be covered, that's a different issue. Not going to go into what counts as what, but nowadays, the boundary is sometimes lost. You can sometimes have, you know, you can go outside and then that boundary would be lost. It wouldn't help you, either. The Chaye Adam writes, he says, this whole issue is only Drabanan. Meaning, the whole issue of not looking at a woman while you're saying Kriyat Shema is only Drabanan. You have a right to be lenient. Not a right to be lenient to look, but a right to be lenient to close your eyes. This is a significant issue. And you're right, on the bus, therefore, his example is the bus, you can turn to the side or you can close your eyes. Again, not going to help you for learning, but it'll help you for brachot at least, to make a bracha, even if someone is there who's not dressed appropriately.
So the hot hair is not considered
the hair is a separate issue, so we'll deal with hair separately. It's not the context here. Hair is an issue. A married woman's hair is technically erva. Right, Sarah B'Isha Erva, like that same Gemara in Brachot Kav Dalet writes that. But the Aruch HaShulchan writes that since nowadays we're so used to seeing one married woman's hair, the issue is, where? You can see her hair and then what? So you can have an appropriate thought. So because, you know, the entire planet, other than a handful of Jews and Muslims, cover their hair, maybe some other religions, I don't know, cover their hair. So we're used to seeing married women there. It doesn't cause anyone to have inappropriate thoughts. Aruch HaZohan says that that's not a problem for Kriyat Shema.
So why can't you say the same thing the way people dress
in the subway? Yeah, so at some point, right? So at some point you have to call it, at some point you have to say.
At what point?
Right, so at what point is the line? So yeah, in the subway in New York, there's no line. Meaning, whatever the line is, they crossed it. That's clear. But there will be other instances where it's not clear. You're right, there will be instances where it's unclear. Whether that, unfortunately, that's a situation. If you live in Florida it's a serious issue. Because you have people dressing like it's summer all year long. In New York, at least in the winter, you knew you had you had something to go by. But here, it's summer all year long, so it could be an issue. And the Maharsham writes that he had an issue. He had an issue of what to do. He had an issue with doing weddings. And so what he would do is hold a sidur. Take a sidur and hold it like this. Right? Take off the guy, I can't see, hold the sidur like this. This is a significant issue. So the Rav Avadia famously says, you can close your eyes or turn your head or hold the sefer in front of you. There are a number of Ashkenazi poskim who say that doesn't work. They say, no, turning your head to the side or closing your eyes is insufficient unless you turn completely around, which on a bus or a subway is not always conducive, which would severely inhibit your ability to learn. He would hold the sitter. Right. So I had been Rav Shechter on the subway a number of times. We used to live near each other. And so coming home, he would always be learning, and he would take off his glasses. He said, I can't see anything. And if you can't see anything, you can't see anything. He said, the whole point is what you can see and what you can't see. If you can't see anything, he said, I can barely see the sefer in front of me. He doesn't put on another glasses. You can't see anything in front of you. So Rav Avadia says, yeah, the whole thing is clearly only about what you can see and what you cannot. So if you can't see it, it's not an issue. Whether you close your eyes, you turn your head, that's fine. There are other poskim out there, though, who say, no, that's insufficient. Just tilting to the side or closing your eyes is insufficient. And he came out being lenient on this. So this is relevant when you want to learn or say brachot in a public setting.